Monster movies. Who doesn't enjoy a good creature feature? Okay, plenty of people. But all the cool people love these sorts of movies. Today, my top 10. Hi there, welcome to Fantasy for the Ages. I'm Jim, the father of this father-son show, and I'm here today bringing to you this quick take episode looking at my top 10 creature feature films. There are all sorts of creature features or monster movies. We've got the super scary types, the action adventures, the comedies, and even the touching dramas. I mean, do you remember Harry and the Hendersons? That's a creature feature. Not scary. As I dive into my top 10 list, I hope you'll enjoy this, and maybe you're going to see a bunch of movies that you're familiar with. If you like what I talk about, don't forget to hit that like button, and we hope you'll subscribe to our channel. Now, on my list, I'm focusing on the ones that, of course, I've enjoyed the most, and that's a very subjective thing. I'll detail a little bit about why I enjoyed each of these movies. But the one attribute that all of them will share is that there's some sort of, obviously, focus on a creature or a monster, and that thing is the key focus of the film. It's not merely some side attraction. Now, how do I actually rank them? Well, that really just comes down to how much they wowed me or moved me. It doesn't necessarily have to do with how successful the film was, how much money it made, how many awards it got, although there are certainly ones like that that happen. But I'm looking at, you know, what awed me the most. That gets it the higher rating. What you won't really see in this list of creature features are the mostly human creatures. There's no Jason Voorhees, Freddy Krueger, Pinhead, or Leatherface on this list. Such type of horror figures, for me, they don't really fit as creatures or monsters. Though I do play a little fast and loose with this rule, as you will see. But I'm looking at things that aren't so human for the most part. When you see me break my rule, just understand it's my list, my rules. I can fudge them. In reality, as I tried to create this top 10, oh, there were so many good movies here. I found myself falling in love with these movies again as I, you know, created the list and reviewed them and did some research again. And I'm like, nah, I can't give you just top 10. I doubled the list. So yes, you're getting my top 10 and then another top 10. So you're getting my top 20. So let's go. No honorable mentions. We dive straight in. Number 20. Frankenstein from 1931. This is sort of the movie that started it all when we talk about creature features. A creature that's made from the parts of dead bodies and then brought back, well, not really brought back to life. They were never alive together. This creature is brought to life. I mean, what could go wrong with that, right? Universal Studios brought this out, and it was a smash success. It terrified people in theaters. There were people fainting watching this movie. And in fact, the original feature was too scary. They had edited out a particular part of the movie. The worst part of this movie, or perhaps the best, is how tragic the story truly turns out to be. Number 19, another movie from Universal Studios, The Creature from the Black Lagoon. I say the creature, but the movie is just titled Creature from the Black Lagoon. Came out in 1954. Now, Dracula was the first of the creatures that Universal Studios brought to life for what would be a little over 20 years of putting out these Universal monster movies. Frankenstein was right after Dracula. They both came out in 1931. This creature movie, Creature from the Black Lagoon, much later, 1954, and it was actually the final monster that they created for their run of monster movies. The creature is actually otherwise called Gillman, this underwater, somewhat human-looking type being, but is really an ancient kind of creature, kind of has to defend its turf. It's not really evil. It's more misunderstood. It has a right to act as it does, but it ends up being a nicely suspenseful, scary movie. Number 18, The Blob, 1958. I featured this one as one of my honorable mentions when I talked about alien invasion movies, because this is a thing that arrives from space in a meteorite and then starts absorbing people. And it gets bigger and bigger as it does this. It's quite terrifying for its time. It has the honor of being Steve McQueen's first leading role. A lot of people don't know that. I enjoyed The Blob very much. That's number 18. Number 17, Jeepers Creepers 2001. This movie features the Creeper. It turns out to be an ancient creature that, weird rules, rises for 23 days every 23rd spring to eat people. And then use some of their body parts for its own body. Ugh, Jeepers Creepers, for sure. This has some great special effects, a lot of terrifying moments, and honestly, just kind of freaked me out, and it makes my top 20. Number 16, Piranha, 1978. Piranha is a horror movie that was created, one of many created in the aftermath of the success of Jaws. We can take animals, we can turn them into terrifying creatures and bring them to the screen. It came out the same year as Jaws 2, and I understand the producers of Jaws 2 tried to stop Piranha from coming out. You're going to steal from what we're focusing on. Well, they lost, and Piranha came out. These Piranha, I mean, everybody knows Piranha. They are flesh-eating fish with sharp little teeth, but we think they're scarier than they are because this movie kind of filtered into the culture. The fish in this movie are actually genetically mutated piranha. Of course, a military experiment. They got canceled, but the fish were still around. They didn't euthanize the fish they created, and, well, they get loose and wreak havoc. Fun film. I enjoyed Piranha. There's a bunch of sequels that get worse and worse and worse. Really campy. But the first one, it's entertaining. Number 15, Destroy All Monsters, 1968. Now, this is one of the many Godzilla films put out by the Japanese studio that created Godzilla in 1954. There are so many great Godzilla movies, and then there are some that are not so good. But what I like about Destroy All Monsters is it's kind of a massive throwdown brawl, kind of like a WWE match where they're bringing all their best stars in all to fight. And you've got Godzilla and Mothra and Rodan and other creatures we've met in these Godzilla movies and some other new ones that they created just for this one. And it's a lot of fun seeing all these monsters fight against each other. Who's going to be the last monster standing? So Destroy All Monsters. That one was really entertaining. I saw it first as a kid, and it's worthy. All the monsters. Number 14 features only one monster, Predator, from 1987. Now, this monster, this creature, is an alien. And again, I featured this one on my alien invasion top 10 list, but it didn't really fit there perfectly because the aliens aren't invading. This predator species is actually here just to hunt. And the creature that they made for this film is amazing. It spawns a bunch of sequels, but the special effects that were involved here back in the 80s, fantastic. Great costume, great makeup, great overall design. I love Predator, but the film itself was just fun to watch. Arnold Schwarzenegger vehicle with a few other action stars of the day and gives us some great quotes. Not like philosophically deep quotes, get to the chopper, you know, just memeable quotes. Number 13, I'm bringing another alien, E.T., 1982. E.T., the extraterrestrial, is just this cute little alien, but he's a creature that's been created for film and brought to life really, really well. Steven Spielberg film that really touches the heart. Everybody, gets so excited for E.T. phone home and all that stuff. But here's a little creature that on the screen, you're sure is alive. It's amazing what they came up with and the personality of this creature. And who doesn't like E.T.? If you don't like E.T., you're a bad person. Probably. Maybe not. I don't want to judge you too bad, but maybe you should watch it again if you didn't like it. Number 12, King Kong. I mean, come on. We're talking monster movies, creature features. We've got to talk about King Kong. The original movie came out in 1933 and is a classic. It still stands up today. Stop motion picture usage for it. What they did in 1933 was incredible. There have been various other King Kong movies along the way, but my favorite of all the ones they've tried to bring out again is the 2005 version, brought to us by director Peter Jackson. A number of standout performances by actors. I particularly like Jack Black in this movie. And the King Kong creature they made for this film is just fantastic and has gone on to spawn a few more sequels. So including King Kong versus Godzilla. Hey, so like me, King Kong, that's number 12. Number 11, I'm gonna bring some zombies here. Zombies are creatures, and there's all kinds of zombies that are in many different movies. But the one I'm bringing to my top 20 list are the ones we see in Train to Busan, a Korean film that you can watch with subtitles. It was done in 2016. And these zombies are terrifying. They're zombies on steroids. These guys are so powerful and so fast and unstoppable. And just to see the terror they generate as they overwhelm the communities, the cities, the train that is involved in this movie. Wow, true horror, and well done, these zombies. You would not want to run into these. Trust me, they're not slow, just trying to eat your brain. Mm-mm. Now, our top 10. Number 10 starts with Jurassic Park, 1993. Now, most of this movie is not horror at all. It's an action adventure, a mystery. It's science fiction as dinosaurs are brought back. And it's wonderful and joyful. Until, of course, it goes wrong. And it goes badly because of stupid people and greedy people. But then you've got dinosaurs on the loose. And dinosaurs doing what dinosaurs do. Eating things. Attacking things. I mean, yeah, it goes wrong. Very successful movie. Has spawned numerous additional sequels. Toys. Video games. You name it. Jurassic Park. A huge, massive franchise. Very successful. That movie. A classic. Number 9. Eight-Legged Freaks, 2002. This is just a creature movie with these big old spiders that's kind of a throwback to some of the classics from the 50s and 60s, even some that were in black and white, these creature features. But it's also a comedy. I enjoy Eight-Legged Freaks. It's got action and laughs. And horror as the creatures are coming, the monsters are attacking, and they're taking over a whole city and everybody trying to survive. You don't take this movie super seriously, but you do get entertained. I was looking at Eight-Legged Freaks or Arachnophobia, but Eight-Legged Freaks is the one that just entertains me more, so it makes my list. Number 8, we got to get some werewolves on here. An American Werewolf in London from 1981 makes my top 20 list. Now, werewolf movies really got their start in 1941 with the classic The Wolfman, a Universal Studios picture, Lon Chaney Jr. bringing the Wolfman to life, a sympathetic character who's been bitten and now turns into a werewolf. And this movie, American Werewolf in London, follows the similar principle, just this tourist in London who gets attacked, bitten, and now he's a werewolf. But it puts its own twist on the storyline, even including some haunting that plays a key role. It's really well done. If you haven't seen this one, you owe it to yourself to see it. One of the best things about it is the makeup that's done to cause the transformation. In fact, this movie won the first ever Best Makeup Academy Award. And just that first on-screen transformation to a werewolf is shocking in what they pull off. It's a great story. Number 7, Gremlins, 1984. This is a horror comedy. It really leans into the comedy, but there are some shocking, violent moments in this movie. In fact, this movie shocked audiences so much that there were complaints about the degree of violence on the screen for a PG film. It was one of a few films that led to the creation of PG-13. So they can put a little another, it's not an R-rated movie, but there's a bit much in it for PG. At least that's what people thought. This features the Mogwai and the three rules of these cute little Mogwai. Don't expose them to sunlight, don't get them wet, and don't feed them after midnight. Interestingly, Mogwai, I learned, is the Cantonese word for devil. Now, when you see the original little Mogwai, Gizmo, he's adorable, he's cute, but then we get some other Mogwai that aren't so cute. And when the rules get broken, they turn into gremlins, these evil little creatures that wreak havoc all over a town. Very entertaining film. Enjoy this. It's a classic 80s film. So it's number 7 on my list. Number 6. There's no comedy in number 6. The Descent, 2005. This is a spelunking nightmare. Group of women going down into caves, having an adventure out there. These are friends from way back, although there's some tension in their relationships and stuff that becomes part of the movie. But what really becomes part of the movie is where they get stuck in a situation deep under the ground, running into the crawlers, a nocturnal race of beings that cause bad things. Very bad things. This movie does an excellent job of using light and darkness and the contrast of it and glasses by which you can, you know, look in darkness. There's a name for that, but you know, you're seeing heat signatures and stuff and low light lenses and suddenly seeing things in front of you that you can't see without the glasses. And very scary, spooky movie. Very tense. Really well done. Number 5. Tremors, 1990. Let's get back to a little bit of comedy with our horror. This is a monster movie in that we've got a community being terrorized now by giant worm-like creatures that apparently like to eat meat, including humans. And they're attracted to vibrations, it turns out. So they start coming and attacking people where they're making noise, where they're making vibrations on the ground, even eventually just walking or running is enough vibration. And where are you going to be safe? Well, on stone, on the ground, you're a victim. There's a striking similarity between the premise of these creatures and the sandworms of Dune, if you've read that or now seen the movie. Now, the creatures themselves, I mean, these sandworms are huge. The creatures in Tremors are not quite that big, but there's definitely some similarities there that I wonder if they were inspired by having read Dune when they put this together. Didn't do very well in the box office. I mean, it got its money back, but not by much. It was considered a flop, but huge in the aftermarket, the videos, VHS tapes, and on now. People still enjoy watching Tremors, and it's made a ton of money. It's considered a cult classic now and kind of fun. They've made many sequels, not as good as the original, but giving people more of these giant worms that they want to see. Number 4, The Mummy. 1932, this was another Universal Studios creature that they brought to screen. It was the next one after Dracula and Frankenstein monster. Now we got The Mummy. The original was brought to life brilliantly by actor Boris Karloff, who was under contract to Universal Studios, so they'd use him in a lot of films, including he was the monster in Frankenstein. And now he turns around and does a role as the mummy, where he's playing this mummy creature, but we also get to see him as a person at different times in the film. This film just has a spooky air to it, high suspense. The terror is not, you know, there's no gore or anything, just a creeping horror that's coming to get you. I enjoy this for its beautiful, creepy suspense. There have been a number of additional mummy movies, some pretty good, some not so much, especially that last one by Tom Cruise that Universal Studios tried to make to relaunch monster movies that really bombed. But the one that came out in 1999, which is really an action comedy, Brendan Fraser film, that's terrific. I love the film and its sequels, but that particular film in 1999, the mummy that's in it is, again, a fantastic creature. Just watching it for the creature they created is part of what you should love about this movie. Now you've got more modern special effects that they use brilliantly, and the performance of Arnold Vosloo bringing this mummy to life is truly something special. Number 3, The Fly, 1986. Now, this is a remake of the 1958 classic, which is a fine film of its own, but the 86 version surpasses it. It's one of a number of successful science fiction horror films directed by David Cronenberg. You can look him up, see some of the other things he's done, but he brought his brilliance to this movie, and it pays off. Gina Davis, Jeff Goldblum are the lead actors in this film. They both turn in excellent performances, especially Goldblum as he slowly transforms over the course of the film into a human-sized fly. And some of the special effects are brilliantly disgusting. So, love that movie. Love the story in it, the tragedy behind it. Really good. If you haven't seen it, go catch it. Two left. Number two, Jaws, 1975. This creature, this is just a shark, a really big shark, but used for such terrifying effect. It spawned many sequels. None of them reached the quality of the original, but they all still had a lot of success because people were just fixated on this shark. One of the best things about Jaws is they actually had trouble with the animatronic creature. The shark itself, so they did not show it as much in the movie as they originally intended. It was just too hard to work with, too hard to make it look realistic, and that minimal use of it actually increased the terror that the shark generates. And we do certainly see it at times, especially late in the film. Man, I love that final moment with Sheriff Brody pointing the gun and saying his catchphrase. And if you haven't seen the movie, I won't tell you what it is, but you should go watch Jaws. This film impacted our culture so much that there were less people at ocean beaches for a few years after this film came out. They were terrified of shark attacks. Okay, number one creature feature of all time, Alien, 1979. I hope some of you are not surprised by that. It's a science fiction horror classic. It puts Sigourney Weaver on the map as an actress. This is her first big movie. And after this, she just kept appearing in movie after movie after movie, including a number of sequels, because this spawns a whole franchise. Films, books, video games, toys, you name it. Alien was so successful. The creature itself that they created caused this movie to win an Academy Award for Best Visual Effects. The creature is called a xenomorph. And they didn't just create this one creature. They created a baby xenomorph, an adult xenomorph, different forms of the creature. They were so creative and they made this stuff so realistic. But the suspense of the movie comes again from an excellent use of light and darkness and choosing not to show more than they had to. Minimalism. You do eventually see the whole creature, and when you do, it's wow, terrifying, but they've shown you just these little tidbits along the way that have got you so freaked out as you watch this movie. It is spectacular. All right, there's my top 20, or as I said, my top 10 list times two. Let me know which of these movies you totally agree with, which ones you would change the order on, which creature features are missing that you think are better than ones that I put here. I'm sure you've got some. Put them down in the comments or hit us up on social media and let us know. All the ways you can find Zach and I for this show, Fantasy for the Ages, are listed down in the show notes below. Thanks for watching. We'll talk to you next time.